Indiana's Eugenics Crusader, on this moment of Indiana history. Around 1900, the notion of the selective breeding of humans gained traction among a growing number of doctors, sociologists, and public health officials. In 1907, Indiana passed the nation's first law providing for the sterilization of those labeled undesirable. Until the law was vetoed in 1909, several hundred Indiana residents convicted of criminal offenses and those deemed mentally or morally deficient were sterilized. The legislation's passage may in part be ascribed to the activism of the longtime director of the Indiana Board of Health, Dr. John Hurdy. The Ohio native started his career as a pharmacist working for Colonel Eli Lilly. After operating his own pharmacy and teaching college courses in hygiene and pharmacy, Hurdy took office at the Board of Health, where he remained for 26 years. While he led successful campaigns against tuberculosis and other diseases, and improved the quality of water, food, and medicine, at the core of Hurdy's public health philosophy lay eugenics. He viewed the sick and disabled as financial burdens upon the state. Resigning from the Board of Health in 1922, Hurdy pursued his agenda as a state legislator, a columnist for the Indianapolis News, and an instructor for state university medical and health programs. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Topic selection and research for this essay was provided by the Indiana Magazine of History.